Hey, Brown Beauties.
You're tuned in to Well Honestly, a podcast where wisdom meets wellness. I'm Andretta Robinson, a functional nutrition health coach, joined by my dynamic daughter, Akilah Harvey. Together, we bridge generational perspectives to offer you practical, easy-to-follow advice for enhancing your health journey.
Understanding your options is the first step to a healthier you. We get it. The path to well-being can feel like an uphill battle. But with the right knowledge, we can all make choices that lead to a more balanced, healthy life. This is your invitation to not just listen, but transform. Join us just as you are and embark on a journey to your healthiest self.
You ready to dive in? Let's kickstart this journey.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Believe it or not, this is episode number 98. Keep on. Can you believe that?
I actually cannot.
Where have we been?
Living life.
What have we been doing?
Enjoying life. Stressing about life.
The last episode actually aired in June of last year. That's 9 months ago.
That's crazy.
I know. But we're still at episode 98. Can you believe we did that many episodes?
You know, my goal was to always get to 100.
100. You did say that.
So my thing is, when we get to 100, you'll see me dance a jig right in the middle
of
the floor.
Well, we only got two more episodes, so I promise you I want to see that jig.
I'm excited about that.
I want to see that jig. So today what we want to do is just tell the audience where we've been, what we've been doing, what's new, what's going on. We have a whole lot to tell you guys because while we were not here, we were working behind the scenes.
Very much.
And so Akilah comes to me with this bright idea and she says, Ma, we need to rebrand. I'm going, huh? And she said, yeah, we need to come back a little different, a little stronger. I said, okay, what is your proposal? So one of the first things she wanted to do was reformulate the tea. Why did you want to reformulate the tea?
Well, first of all, we took some time away just because life, we experienced some losses. We've experienced just a lot of things that life just be life, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, I said, okay, we're never going to not do Brown Woman Wellness. But if we're really going to do this thing, like take it to the max, we should just look at what we had before and improve on the things that we want to change and just really elevate the brand. And for me, I enjoyed the tea, but I felt like the tea could be better. Personally speaking.
Okay.
And when I say better, I just mean more palatable for everybody.
You want to show them what you did?
Yeah. Well, dang, we should have had the older one so we could show the difference. But so the first thing we did was change the tea. And I changed the tea because the garlic was a bit much. So we took that out. Then we had 10 herbs in it. And so with the 10, I said, let's pare this down. Let's kind of like get to the bare bone essence. So we changed the tea and we changed the packaging. So this is the new packaging. Before, it was not this clear. We had like an all kind of brown type of situation. Changed. So, right, since we're here.
Yes.
When we started talking about rebranding, for me, it's the subtle little things. So even though this is still green, it's a different shade of green. It's not so, to me, that makes a difference. It's not so muted and it's not so kind of throw up-y green, if you will. It's a brighter green. Then we changed the fonts. So for me, again, when we talk about branding, because I don't know about you, but I want to see this brand go to the...
All the branding up to her, just so you know.
And so I pay attention to stuff like that. And I watch podcasts and I listen to... videos and stuff like that on YouTube about just subtle approaches to branding.
So what herbs are in there now?
So we changed the tea and now we have cat's claw, cinnamon, lavender, ginger, hawthorn leaf, turmeric. That's it.
Hey, hey, y'all. Brown Women Wellness is proud to present our newly formulated anti-inflammatory herbal tea, Serenity, a refined formula that boasts a potent mix of inflammation-fighting herbs such as ginger root, cat's claw, cinnamon, lavender, hawthorn leaf, and turmeric, targeting the fundamental cause of many health issues, inflammation. Discover these transformative wellness solutions on our website. Visit brownwomanwellness.com to explore Serenity and Spice of Life and embrace a life of enriched health and flavor.
So we changed the tea and we took out a couple of things. So we have cat's claw bark, cinnamon, English lavender, ginger root, hawthorn leaf, and turmeric.
And all of those are great for
anti-inflammation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to really rebrand and you know, make us more lively. I love the website. I did it myself.
Take a look, you guys. Go
to I think you'll love that. Yes. So, that's all. We just want to zhuzh it up a little
bit. Well, the other thing you did, and we had been talking about this for a long time, we wanted a no salt spice, but we still wanted our spice to give us a lot of flavor.
Yes.
And because we were... You know, we're trying to, as we all know, high blood pressure is running rampant in our community. So we wanted to create a spice, though, that will still give the flavor that people like, but take away the salt, but where they won't really miss it. So we started experimenting with a few ingredients to try to make this spice. And Keila made a few dishes with it. She loves fish, so she did.
Let me tell y'all, we put our foot in this. So this is our new baby. This is the Spice of Life anti-inflammatory seasoning blend, salt-free, and honey. We've done a lot of taste testing with other people, and the reviews have been across the board like, oh my God, this is real, because we don't mess around. So we have oregano, paprika, smoked paprika, Mediterranean thyme, cracked rosemary, garlic, cumin, fennel, ground black pepper, ginger powder, and turmeric powder. But where we sourced the herbs and spices is important.
Well, you can smell them when you open it up.
Fantastic.
The difference is, you know how you go to the grocery store and you don't know how long those spices have been sitting on the shelf. And then when you do use them, if you can't smell the spice, it's old. Okay, it's not fresh. So we want to make sure that, you know, when you open it up, you should get an aroma. And you do get one because...
It's strong.
And by the way, the spice is so good, you can use it not just on meats, but you can use it on salads, which you'll see in one of our videos. You can use it. It's so many ways to use it. I make salad dressing with it. I just spice up everything. That's why I guess that's why we call it Spice of Life,
soup,
right?
Soup, salads, meats, veggies.
So it's on our website. It's on our website now. So now for those of you who can't see it because you're listening to the podcast, you know, you can go, if you go to YouTube, some of the video channels, you'll be able to actually see the product. And then again, you can also go to our website.
Brownwoman.com.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one other thing that we did new. And
what's been going on with you?
Oh my God. What's been going on with me? So... What hasn't been going on with me, you should ask. Because it has been extremely busy. As most of you know, I'm also a realtor. We both are. And I even real estate just can take over your life if you're not careful.
Very, very true.
And so, of course, you know, that's our day job. So we're always busy with real estate. So I've been doing that. Also, I've been doing a lot of changes for myself, too.
Like what?
Well, one of the things I did since October, I went completely plant-based.
Completely.
Because before I was dib-dabbing. Mm-hmm. You know, I would start and stop, start. Or I would always have fish, you know, mm-hmm. which is people who eat only fish as pescatarians. Mm-hmm. So it was a gradual thing for me. You know, and I've tried everything. I've done keto. I've done...
Yes, you have. I remember the keto days.
Oh, God. Keto almost killed me. I've done... Be careful, ladies, with keto. I've done just about every diet out there trying to find my best self feeling. Excuse me. The best feeling. And so far, I have to tell you, it worked. It has eliminated a lot of...
Plant-based?
Yes. Because I would wake up with a little... aches and pains. Don't know, you know, when you get a little older, you know, you get these little aches and pains, you'd be like, ugh. And you know, and so I was having them, and then they have completely gone away. My energy level is higher. Mm-hmm. I can do some things. And so, you know, but it has changed my life.
You look good.
Well, thank you very much. Thank mm-hmm. you very much. So I have done that. That's a transition I made. And me, you know me, I'm always all in. So you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it to the next level.
Always taking it to the
next. Always doing the most, taking it to the next level. So the next thing I want to try and do, because everybody's been talking about this feeling that they get, I want to get that feeling that the best the best feeling I ever had about myself in life. So I have decided I'm going to do a juice feast. So once a year, you know, Keila, we always do some type of detox anyway.
I do. I used to do them quite a bit. I used to do them more than once a year.
Yeah. It's time. But this particular time, this is my first time doing a complete juice feast.
Where I've done a juice fast.
Well, I've only done nothing but juice.
I've done that.
You've done that before? How long?
It was supposed to be 30. I want to say this was years ago. I last like 12 days.
That's a long time.
Yeah. This was like, 10 years ago.
So let me tell you about that. You have to get yourself mentally ready when you get ready make these kind of changes. So you have to, and to do that, to prepare myself, because I'm starting, and I don't know, by the time this airs and next time you guys see us, I probably will be deep into the juice feast, and I'll be able to tell you some of the things that I feel. And the reason I call it a feast instead of a fast is because we're going to flood our bodies with nothing but juice. So it's like feasting on all the nutrients in the juice. So I can't wait to do that. I'm kind of excited about it, actually, because it's something I've never done before.
I've decided to join.
Good.
I want to join.
You go, girl. Mm. Because she needs to do it, okay?
I do. I do need to do it. I'm mentally preparing myself to do it. I haven't done one, like I said, in like almost a decade. And I was really prepared for that. Like, I really wanted to do it. And I did it. And I know how it feels. And I know the benefits of it.
Okay. So how do you prepare? So I know how I prepare myself mentally. Mm-hmm. How do you prepare yourself mentally? Because it's a mental game, by the way.
Yeah, it's more mental than it is.
It is. Because, you know, the thing about it is you got to set your mind up and say, you got to know your why. Why are you doing it?
You do. I'm going to be honest. 10 years ago, it was because I was fat and
a lot of people do it to lose
overweight.
Weight.
Yeah. I didn't like how I felt at that weight, okay. How I looked at that weight.
Okay.
And I don't remember. Oh, I think Dr. Sabi was like just coming out, and somebody I was working with at the time was real heavy into it. I was working at DeVry.
Okay.
And I was like, do it. I mean, why not? And so I started there with just vanity. But now it's more so like I do want to have that because I felt good. Mm-hmm. The first 3 to 4 days were rough. Now, back in that day, I never abstained from food before. Mm-hmm. At the most, I would do like 12 hours. I never really did a whole day of not eating food. Did you do the juice fast?
You were eating the standard American diet and just went straight to the juice fast?
I love how you always say standard American
diet. Well, that's what it is, the standard American diet.
You mean just eating
anything,
crap?
Everything,
yes.
Sad.
Yes.
We call it SAD. Standard American diet stands for SAD diet.
Yes,
so.
I was eating. At that time, back in the day, I had stopped eating fast food, but I was still eating junk.
Because everybody do it a little differently because it affects everybody's body different.
Yeah, I mean, I was on my way to making healthier choices. And at that time in my life, I was very much so like, I'm either going to be left or right. And so when I said I wanted to do it, I made up my mind and I just went all in like you. I just went all in. Cold turkey. So, I'm a cold turkey type of person though.
Okay.
Everybody can't do that. So I can just decide one day to, I'm just going to be... And my resolve back then used to be A1. Now, as I've gotten older, it's tougher for me to be cold turkey. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll have the feelings, and I'll do something cold turkey for, like, a day, and then get right back to where I was. Like, it's gotten harder for me. So this will be interesting to see how I respond in my wherewithal to continue, like, how I do this, because... I don't have good stamina anymore like
well,
I used to.
Well, the difference here is we're going to provide so many recipes. There's so many juice recipes. So if you have a variety of juices,
variety is key.
It's easier to keep going if you have a variety.
Variety is key. And it's funny, I did mine with nothing but green juice. It was a powder and then it was fresh juice and it was all green. And it got old. It did get old.
So what I decided to do the other day, just so you guys know, I was on Facebook, you know, all my friends, they be watching and everything. So I said, okay, I'm going to start this juice feast April 1st. Let's see how many people want to come with me. I had no idea so many people were thinking about it. So April 1st of this year, there would be, if everybody joins up, so far I've gotten a huge response and I'm not even charging for it, but I'm going to lead it and guide it. A juice feast, and we're going to tell you guys step by step. We're going to document it. You'll be able to go to our social media channels and see how we feel.
I'm going to document my journey.
Yeah.
And we'll put it, so let's go into this space since you said that. Part of the rebrand was to build, it was important for myself and my mom, but really me, community was always very heavy on my spirit. Like, one thing about Brownwood Wellness, we wanted to continue to build, but build in a way where we fostered actual community, not just said that we wanted community, right? So we created a platform within a platform that is separate from Facebook groups and all that jazz, to where you can come in and it's private only to the people that join up and that we accept. And it's a place where you can just document, you can talk your mess about what you don't like about the health industry or what's going on with you. You can swap recipes with other people. We have stuff for meditation and relaxation rooms. So if you want to learn how to reset that central nervous system, all types of different rooms. So we're going to have our juice feast room. So we'll go in and I'll document and be raw and vulnerable and honest. And I'm sure that'll lead the charge for everybody else to just kind of like, because these juice fasts, these juice feasts, if you will, mm-hmm. requires community. I feel like wellness in general requires community.
Well, I think when you have more.
For sure.
Well, when you got two or more people, that's why I wanted to do it as a group, because we can encourage each other.
Yeah.
And then you can swap out ideas, you know. And then if you feel like you can't go no further, you'll have somebody in there to rah-rah you and say, you could do it, let's go further, because I plan to go as far and as long as I can. Now, I want to be like Jesus and do 40 days. That's what I want to do. I want to see, because everybody that I know that has done 40 days tell me how they'd be floating in the air like a butterfly and the feeling that they have, and they never felt like this before. And it also gets rid of all your emotional trauma, you know, because we've had so many people to pass in our family, like a lot of people. And I mean, that's all over America right now. People are just seem to be leaving this earth. And so all of that, the trauma of all of that emotional stuff comes out during the juice fast, believe it or not.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready. I want to dump it, leave it, and start fresh. The other thing it does is it releases all that gook in your body that's been stored up for years and years and years. So the longer that you go, the more you're going to release. So I'm looking to get rid of probably some M&Ms that I ate when I was 12.
Okay.
All right. You know, ain't no telling what's gonna, you know, I don't know what's stuck on that colon, but I plan to dump it all and leave it all behind. Because one of the things about, if you go, the longer you go on a juice feast, just so you know, you don't really have to do it again. Because what you've done is you've reset your entire body. You've actually reset your gut. And as we all know, everybody say the gut is the second brain. I look at the gut as the first brain. I know everybody say brain is brain, but the gut, look, if the gut ain't right, ain't nothing right. So that's one of the reasons that I kind of want to do this, because it's something I've never done before. And I just want to see what the results are. Plus, I want to share it with you guys.
I mean, have fun with 40 days.
I didn't even want to put a number on it. And here I am. I know I did. And that was my mistake. I did not want to put a number on it because I wanted to surprise myself and the rest of the world when I say I'm on day whatever. So don't hold me to that number, y'all. Okay.
Well, you can hold me to at the minimum.
Don't hold me.
Almost the most I can probably push is a week.
We'll see. I think you can go longer than that.
We'll see.
So that's the other thing. The other thing too, we got a new segment on our podcast you guys are going to see, because what we're doing is we're scouring the earth looking for women to inspire you. Women who have conquered their health challenges and taken their health challenges into their own hands and done some unconventional things to heal themselves. So we're finding these women everywhere. And if you're one of those women, by the way, please reach out to us at info@brownwomenwellness.com, please, because we're looking for women who have done unconventional things to heal themselves, because we know that the body can heal itself if we allow it. If we give it the right environment, it will heal itself. So we are looking for women who've done something like that. I don't care what you've done. You might have, I don't know. Whatever you've done, share it with us. And then we'll share it with the world. And because we're very proud of that. So you will hear that segment now at the end of every last one of our podcasts, at the end of our YouTube channel. So I'm kind of excited about that. So, and that's pretty much all we got. I mean, anything else we've done?
Well, you know, I've got like 1,000 jobs on top of my main job.
Yeah, she's missed. Yeah, she does.
So, you know, we don't got to tell them what it is.
I ain't saying
but,
a word.
But, you know, all roads lead back to building out Brown Women Wellness. That's my passion. So that's really all I got.
So we're really excited to be back. We will drop a new episode every other week. So you will get a new episode again. Usually on Thursday is when we drop the episode. Mm-hmm. And so you'll be able to get new episodes going forward. And if you haven't listened to any of our old episodes, now listen. Okay. Let me just say this. Okay.
We didn't know what we were doing.
Well, and you know what? We weren't geared toward YouTube. Now, I don't know if you guys paid any attention to our new set, because now what we're doing is we're trying to appeal to you guys video-wise and showing our faces a little bit more. When we first started out, I think it was during COVID when we first started out.
It was during COVID, and we didn't have any type of visual anything.
Nothing. We were just talking.
And then we decided to open that up at Brian's studio.
Right.
But I don't think either one of us took it serious.
Because we look crazy on some of those videos.
So if you want to talk some mess, by all means, because I look back at some of that like, girl.
But check us out now.
You didn't show up looking
We are actually with our socks on. Y'all see that? And we are actually in my living room. So we have given a very, and Brian is here. Listen, our favorite engineer is here. He actually traveled here to make our set look better. How y'all like it now, Tom?
Now, hold on. Because it's going to change, so don't be too braggy on it. We're going to add some more vibes
I'm
to the mix.
I'm
going to
let her add the vibes. I'm good with the vibes.
I'm
going to
get it good. I'm going to get it good and vibey, so don't you worry about that.
Okay, all right. So this is pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so where can they find us?
You can find us everywhere, brownwomenwellness.com, brownwomenwellness, that's a mouthful, on all social media platforms. I'm going to start this TikTok.
Okay.
I'm going to start this TikTok.
If they don't ban it. I heard Congress just passed a bill.
But they've been talking about that for
the House passed it yesterday.
Passed what?
They passed it. The House passed a bill to ban it, so now it's going to say it to the Senate.
They might ban it. So, hey, I scratch that. If it's banned, then you will not find us on
TikTok.
But
they can come to the community and see the videos.
You can come to brownwomenwellness.com. We do have a space where people can discuss and give feedback about the podcast. You can catch us on YouTube. They will not be banning that, I'm pretty sure. Instagram as well. And yeah, just everywhere, Brown Wellness.
And don't forget to subscribe, please.
Subscribe and download. Give us some reviews, please. It helps everybody else kind of get the word out and spread, you know, the good news.
The other thing we didn't tell you guys, we are out in the streets, too. Oh, yeah.
We're in the streets.
We are out here doing health expos too. We're doing health expos locally here in the Chicagoland area, and we're going to branch out all over the rest of the country too.
Very grassroots.
But we are out here sampling our products, and we are out here at health expos. So if you got a local health expo for people that's watching in the Chicagoland area, invite us. We'll come.
Yeah.
We'll even speak. And then we're going to be branching out all over the country. The other thing too, coming up, we might be building us a live podcast studio so you guys can come and actually watch us talk-ish. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff on the horizon, so we are really excited.
Yeah.
All right? So that wraps it up.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to Well Honestly, the podcast, proudly brought to you by Brown Women Wellness. Dive deeper into our wellness universe by visiting us at brownwomenwellness.com.
Join our exclusive private community, a sanctuary for exchanging ideas, finding support, and accessing exclusive workshops tailored to your wellness needs. Stay connected with us across all social media platforms at Brown Women Wellness.
And remember to always consult with your doctor for personalized medical advice. Until next time, keep thriving on your wellness journey.